Ron Sari says the district had 14 expulsion hearings in the last school year, most of which were drug-related. Sari is superintendent of the Black River Falls School District. He says the High School Student Senate recently passed a resolution in favor of drug testing any of its 550 students suspected of drug use. He says their legal counsel is examining a draft policy.
It'll go to the policy committee of the school board. Once it's gone through the policy committee, it'll then get presented to the board.
Bronsenstein is student senate president. He says most students have supported the resolution, though some were concerned about racial profiling in a district where 20% of students are Native American. He says others were simply worried about the process.
It's not just we think you're under the influence, we're going to swab you. There's a panel that you have to go through, which is the second step. The first step is the initial referral. A student has to fit 3 out of 20 criteria.
Criteria like bloodshot eyes and slurred speech. Stein says they haven't ruled out random drug tests. Steve Fernand of the State Department of Public Instruction says testing on the basis of reasonable suspicion is nothing new, but random tests are rare. Fernand adds testing costs may deter schools.
And if that has to be taken out of an already strained school or athletic budget, it sometimes is questionable as to whether it actually increases our sense that kids are drug-free.
Superintendent Sari says the school board will read over the drug testing policy draft twice before approval. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.